This is Agriculture Today.
I have the second largest ag district in the country, corn, soybeans being the priority, along with cattle, hogs, dairy, eggs, you name it, turkeys.
Iowa Representative Randy Feenstra, member of the House Ag Committee and the Ways and Means Committee, where he questioned Trade Ambassador Catherine Tai.
First of all, I just want to say, do everything you can on the Mexico issue on GMO corn. I mean, 40% of our corn exports to Mexico. I can't tell you how big of an issue this is, and there's a lot of worry in the markets right now where this is headed. The downward pressure in the commodity market on corn is reflecting this issue with corn. You know, it got below four just about a month ago. That also brings up the topic, you know, and you've heard from everybody about market access. I get that, and I heard all your points. But it really affects ag, especially, you know, when you talk about corn and soybeans and pork and dairy and cattle, the downward pressure on the commodity markets. I heard what you said about the trade deficit, that it's got ebb and flows. But here's my issue is that we're seeing individual states doing individual trade deals with different countries. And I struggle to square this up. If other countries can do this with individual states, why can't our federal government do some of this? And I'd like you to answer that. I mean, why are we lagging behind, especially even our global partners? I mean, our global partners, China has done 10 new agreements. Japan has done 7 new agreements. The EU, 8. Canada, 8. And we haven't done anything since the last USMCA. So could you expound on that?
Thank you, Mr. Feenstra, and appreciate the significant footprint your district has in our nation's agricultural production. I think this is a fair question. It's one that I come upon quite often, so I'm always willing to engage. The first place is just to assert that you and I are on the same team with respect to U.S. farmers and agricultural producers, the big ones all the way to the small family farmers. They feed us. They are able to feed the world. The second piece is to look at the way that we've done trade traditionally. And you've heard me say we need to do trade in a way that stops pitting Americans against other Americans. One of the things about the traditional free trade agreement is that it has done very, very well for ag, American ag, especially big ag. But it's actually not done well for our heavy industries, our industrial workers. And that's created this this pitting of Americans against each other. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to continue to score wins for American ag.
Yeah,
we've done it with India. We've done it in these singles and our doubles. But at the same time, what we need to do is stand up for our industries, because the FTAs that we've negotiated have been much more strategic for farmers than the industry.
Thank you. And I hear that, American farmers. Americans, and it's a bit rhetorical rhetoric there. I struggle with it. I struggle with it because no one in the ag industry is seeing a lot of it's nothing's getting done, and you know that's where our commodity markets struggle, and it's serious. I want to switch gears. I also share concern about for my colleagues on USTR's decision related to digital trade rules. Without the longstanding digital trade rules, local data storage requirements will proliferate, and countries will essentially require U.S. companies to invest in building facilities in those countries as a requirement for them to do business there. This creates a significant implications for our tax base, our economy, our company's taxable profits are shifted to other countries. You know, you talk about American and American. Just a quick note, I always want to remind everybody that businesses create jobs, businesses create the economy. All right, and that's lost in this administration, and it's lost in these rules. And I'm very scared about that, and we all should be.
Agriculture Today.
This land, there's no more perfect place on earth. It provides more than the crop you grow or the herd you tend. It gives you purpose. And to help young, beginning, and small farmers fulfill their purpose, Capital Farm Credit is here for you. Our decades of experience providing advice, products, and opportunities can help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.